in the Savior's precious and worthy name. Today is December the 4th, and it's a very special day. We are today celebrating our 5,000th broadcast over WNAH. It was some 20 years ago that we first broadcast over this station, and today we're celebrating our 5,000th broadcast. And we just wanted to make you aware of that and just take a little extra time today and rejoice in what God has done. We praise God that we've been able to be faithful to the gospel, faithful to the Word of God, and for these 20 years and these 5,000 broadcasts, continue to preach the gospel of the grace of God. When we first started, Brother Hal Green was the speaker over our Saturday broadcast. And for those who can remember that far back, we're going to give you the privilege today of hearing just a portion of a message that Hal recently preached. It's a privilege to have, by way of recording, our good friend and brother in Christ, Hal Green.
He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. But the verse before that says, God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. Who did God send into the world? God sent his Son. I remember reading a story back during the Second World War. A father was out walking with his little boy, and as they walked, the little boy noticed some of the service stars in the windows of some of the homes. And he inquired of his father as to what the significance of this was. And his father explained that those people had sent a son into the war. And as they walked along, the little boy became excited every time he saw one of these service stars. He would shout out, Daddy, look, Daddy, those people must have sent their son to the war. And then he'd see a house with two stars. And he'd say, look, Daddy, they must have sent two of their sons to the war. And as they walked along, the boy was having a great time, and the darkness fell, and it was a cloudy evening. And one solitary star appeared in the heavens. The little boy looked up with excitement and he said, look, Daddy, God must have sent his son. And that's what this scripture is telling us about. God sent his son. Who is it that was sent? Well, he is the one who is eternal. A million years are no more than a heartbeat to him. He's the one who was omnipotent. A universe drops from his tongue with a single word. He's the one who is omniscient. His mind can take in immensity in a single thought. He's the creator. He's the sustainer. He's the upholder of all worlds. All the glitter of the starry heavens are only the dust of his chariot wheels. All the pomp and all the splendor and all the grandeur of heaven marches beneath his footstool. The worship of heaven engulfs him. 10,000 times 10,000 angels bow in obeisance before his feet. He is loved and he is admired and he is appreciated by every single inhabitant of glory. Everything that the mind could conceive or that the heart could desire is his in complete and perfect measure. Speaking of God the Father, he said, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then was I by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. Jesus was the fountain, and he was the ocean, and he was the center of all the delights and all the joys of the Father's heart.
For those of you who may have just tuned in, the voice you were just listening to was that of Hal Green. Hal was the original voice on our Saturday Chapel Time broadcast. And as we've just said, for those who may have tuned in late, this is today we celebrate our 5,000th broadcast over WNAH. And in view of that, I have invited Mr. Van Erwin, who is the president of WNAH, to be with us today as we celebrate together. Van, it's been a pleasure to be with you and work together over WNAH for these 20 years and all of these many broadcasts.
Thank you, Brother Phelan. The pleasure has been certainly ours indeed to have such a fine program as yours, even starting back in the good old days of Hal Green. And then when he moved on to work in other fields, how fortunate we felt that we were in having you to continue the program for the Gospel Chapel. We've enjoyed watching the growth of the Gospel Chapel, of your participated in the interest of your move that you have made to larger facilities, and also in your work in young people's work, in your camp program. And it's just marvelous that to think that a program has lasted this long and has brought the message that you have brought it to the people in our listening area. We certainly congratulate you on your hard work at the Gospel Chapel, and it certainly has been fruitful.
Thank you, Van. And again, it's been our privilege to work with you and your fine staff here at WNAH. I remember the theme song we used when we first started was from a Billy Graham album, and it was entitled Jesus is Coming Again. And I don't know how long we'll be able to continue on WNAH, but I trust that it will be till Jesus comes again.
I hope so.
The Scripture does promise that He's coming. That's one of the things that we have preached and taught all these years out at the Gospel Chapel. I might just recap that we are a group of Christians that know and love the Lord Jesus. We are an evangelical group of believers. We believe the Bible to be totally inspired and inerrant. We believe that Christ was virgin-born, that He came to live and die, that each one of us, guilty though we are as sinners, could have eternal life. We could experience redemption. We could know the joy of sins forgiven. In fact, a word that stands out to me throughout the New Testament is the word saved, because there was a time when I wasn't saved, and that's the case with all of us. But the Lord Jesus tells us, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he will be saved. The Apostle Paul had the question asked of him, what must I do to be saved? And he told the inquirer, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. We read from Acts 4, there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved. And that's been our message these 20 years over WNAH. That's the message we proclaim at the Gospel Chapel, that salvation is by grace through faith. That not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should be lost. And so, Mr. Irwin, I just trust that we'll continue to labor together, and we'll have the joy of seeing many people saved by the grace of God, cleansed from their sins, and started towards heaven and home. And until the Lord Jesus comes, we just look forward to working with you and proclaiming the gospel of the grace of God, starting tomorrow on our broadcast number 5001. Or that'll be Monday, won't it?
Right. Thank you, Brother Phelan. It's certainly great to have you with us all of these years, and we certainly look forward to the next program you have 20 years hence. I hope you will think enough of us to invite us.
Okay. Thank you. May the Lord bless you. And we trust you folks will be joining in for our next broadcast on Monday.